We were unable to record the JV game and part of the pregame show. Tonight, the JV team won by 20. We are now joining the broadcast just before the opening tip-off.
Indians going to be playing the Starfires. Starting for the Indians, Grace Ting, Kaya Stone.
Kaya, why am I doing?
Come on, Reese. Kaya Wendell, Carly Stone, Val Mellencamp, and Olivia Patch.
Wow. And Jason again for South Adams. Dellinger, Worcester, Lefevre, Lehman, and Pierce. So, Indians and Starfires about to fit. Thanks, Reese. And
first quarter sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales. First quarter. About to tip off here at the Stardome. Val Mellencamp will jump for the Indians.
Wow, that girl is tall.
15.
She towers over Val, and I thought Val was tall.
Ball is up, and Starfires get
by Dellinger. She'll bring it up. Guarded by Carly Stone. Swings it over to Worcester on the left wing. She throws it up top to Lefevre at the top. Over to Pierce on the left wing. She looks inside. Now swings it over to Dellinger at the top of the key. Swings it over to Pierce. Pierce has it on the right wing. Guarded by Kaya Wendell. Now swings it to the corner, Lehman. Lehman will get a ball screen. Probably a foul on Kaya, but they don't call it. Now over to Lefevre. Lefevre has it on the right wing. She'll drive middle. Now backs it out to the top. And she backs it out. Guarded by Kaya Wendell. Swings it over to Worcester. Worcester on the right wing. Now throws it over to Pierce. Pierce has it. Drives baseline. Spins middle. Now picks it up. And knocked out of bounds by Carly Stone. So it'll stay with South Adams. South Adams will have it underneath. Dellinger to take it out. She'll get it in. Try to get it in. Back out to Lehman. Lehman at the top. Now swings it to Lefevre. Lefevre at the top of the key. Will swing it over to Worcester. Worcester from the right elbow. She'll put it up and good. That looks smooth. We got to get out on her. She is tall, but she can show she can shoot from outside too. So quick 2-0 lead for South Adams.
Carlson has it. Gives it to the right side. Val Mellencamp. Val to the left side. Grace 10 to the corner. Kaya 1. The Kaya will fire up a long three. Up and no good. Over the backboard. So be out of bounds. Going back to the Starfires.
Pierce gets it in to Dellinger. She'll walk it up. On Carly Stone. Dellinger throws over to Lehman. Lehman drives. Now backs it back out. Over to Worcester. Worcester on the left wing, guarded by Patch. Worcester will now drive. She'll throw as she walked. And they'll get her with a travel. I'll turn it over to the Indians.
So. Kaya gives over to Carly. Back to Kaya. Back to top to Carly. Give it over to Olivia Patch. Back out to Carly Stone. Over the right corner. Kaya's. Wendell gives into Val Mellencamp. Val will put bench shot up and good. 2-point basket. Val Mellencamp.
Dellinger quick the other way. Down the middle of the court. Guarded by Stone. She'll drive in right side. Put up a layup and good.
Val Mellencamp will get into Carly Stone. 4-2 our score here at the Stardome. 5:51 left here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Val Mellencamp gets into Olivia Patch. Over to the left side, Kaya Wendell. Kaya will drive baseline, pull up, blocked, and Starfires come
covered by Lehman. Lehman gives it over to Dellinger. She'll push it up court to Worcester. And for an easy layup, Worcester beats the Indians down the floor for an easy layup. 6-2 your score, Starfires lead.
Val gets up to Grace 10. Over to Kaya. Back to Val. Val will dish out to Kaya. Kaya will drive middle. Dish it out to
get
Grace.
Good cut by Grace.
And good. 2-point basket. Grace 10.
Dellinger the other way. Down the middle of the court. Over to Lefevre. Lefevre on the right way. Gets stolen by Kaya Wendell. She'll bring it the other way.
Kaya. Being defended. Pretty good. Over to Carly to the
get in there, Grace.
Right side. Grace 10.
There we go.
Three.
Good to see Grace 10 off to a hot start.
Five so far.
Dellinger brings it back the other way for the Starfires. Guarded by Carly Stone. Dellinger will get a ball screen. She'll drive middle. Now kicks to Lefevre. Swings it over to Lehman in the corner. Lehman will get a ball screen. Now Kaya takes it right from her. Brings it the other way. She'll drive it down the right side. Over to Grace 10. Grace
gives it to Olivia Patch. Nope.
Threw it over her head. It didn't get. That's a good call.
Yep. So we'll go back to the Starfire. 7-6 her score. Innings up one.
Dellinger the other way. She'll walk it up. Guarded by Carly Stone. Dellinger will drive around the arc. Now hands off to Pierce. Pierce on the top of the key. Will back it out. Pick up her dribble. Throws it over to Lefevre. Lefevre on the right wing. Guarded by Kaya. Over to Dellinger. Dellinger will get it knocked away. She'll recover it. Now picks it up. Are you kidding me?
My time on what?
Are you kidding me?
What was it?
She got bumped in the nose.
Carly hit her in the face.
Well, she didn't hit her. She hit the ball. The ball.
I know. I know.
That's what. Well, I know that's what you meant to say, but that's. So the ball bumped her in the face. But,
a ref will take a timeout to make sure she's okay. Yep. So
brought a couple of tears to her eyes. Got her pretty good, but the ball hit her.
South Adams has it. Lefevre at the top of the key. Now hands it off to Lehman. Lehman drills around, picks up her dribble, back to Lefevre. Lefevre down the right side of the lane, now backs it out. No one guards her. Kaya Wendell takes it away again. That's what, her third steal already. Yep. She'll take it down the middle of the court.
Kaya has it, gives it to the left side, Carly Stone. Carly gives in to Olivia Patch. Olivia will dribble middle, travel.
Traveled.
Yep. So we'll go back to the Starfires. Girls next game will host Versailles, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that one.
Pierce into Dellinger. She'll walk it up, get it ball screen from Lehman. Now drives left, picks out to Lefevre. Lefevre up to Lehman at the top. Now swings it over to Pierce on the right wing. Pierce guarded by 10. Pierce drives baseline, and we'll have a block on Grace 10. That'll be her first, team second. Ball will be taken out underneath. Dellinger has it. Inside to Worcester. Worcester will turn over her right shoulder. Up, no good. Ball tipped away. Should be Indians' ball. They'll call. They'll give it to us, so... 7-6 your score, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Looks like the Starfires in a 2-1-2 press. Valmont camp up to Grace 10. Kyle Wendell back to Grace 10. Grace will dish over to Carly into the Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch up, no good. Too long. Rebounded by the Starfires.
Rebounded Pierce over to Dellinger. Dellinger drives to the right side, kicks out to Lehman. Lehman dribbles around the arc, now hands off to Pierce. Pierce drives down hard right down the right side of the lane. They'll get a weak foul on 10. That'll be Grace's second. So she might have
a seat.
Yeah. That was a weak foul. But Pierce will go to the line for South Adams and shoot two shots. Indians lead 7-6. Pierce's first one is up and good.
Here one, the old checking in for Grayson. Grayson going to take a seat with two fouls, two early fouls.
Pierce makes the first one. She'll get her second. Fires it up and good. And South Adams will take the lead, 8-7.
Here one gives over to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will get it up to Carly Stone. Carly will give it to the left side, Kaya Wendell. Kaya will bring it back up top over to Kira. Kira into Val Mullenkamp. Val will make a move towards baseline. Bring it back out to Carly Stone. Carly Stone will drive middle, dish out to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp into Olivia Paz. Cross court over to Kaya into Carly Stone. Carly loses it.
It's off her foot.
And it should stay with the Indians. Yes, it will.
That was off Carly's foot, wasn't it?
I thought it was off the Starfire's foot. I don't know. I can't. We're at a little too far
away.
We'll
take it.
Yep, well, for sure. Kaya, we'll dish over to Kira into Olivia Patch, or Val Mullenkamp into Olivia Patch. Back to Kira over to Carly Stone. Carly will fire up a three. Yep, no
good. Probably not the shot.
No.
But I like the confidence, so yeah. Dellinger brings it the other way. She'll stop and pop from the top of the key, and she makes it. So she shows why she is the all-time leading scorer here at South Adams. And Brian Patch wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
And we're back here. Start down.
11-7 our score. Indians down 4 after a 3-point basket by Dellinger. Val Mollenkamp up 2. Kaya back to Val. Val to Carly in the middle. The court gives it to Kaya on the right side. Kaya will dribble back up top to Olivia Patch at the 15th. At the foul line, gives it to Kira. Bounces off the leg of a Starfire and will stay with the Indians. Val Mollenkamp inbound at 1:35 left here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Carly has it. Gives over to the left side. Kira. Kira into
turn and look at the basket.
Olivia Patch will, yep, take a walk. She'll travel. Turnover.
Yeah, look at, there's no one on Gardner right away.
Grace Tint. Wow.
Grace Tint back in already with two fouls. He's got to be smart.
Yep.
Dellinger brings it the other way for the Starfires.
Olivia Patch will take a seat.
Dellinger has it, top of the key, guarded by Stone. She gets the ball screen, hands off to Lefevre. Lefevre at the top of the key, gives it to Pierce. Pierce at the left wing. She drives middle, splits the defense, but will get fouled by Kyle Wendell. That'll be her first team's third of the half. Minute to go here in the first quarter. Dellinger lobs it in to Worcester. Worcester out to Lefevre, over to Pierce. Swings it over to Dellinger in the corner. Now we'll take it back up top. Dellinger gets a ball screen. Decides not to use it. Inside at the foul line. Kicks it out to Lefevre. Inside to Worcester. Worcester on the low block up and gets fouled by Val Mollenkamp.
That will be her first team's.
Carly has the ball. She'll bring it up against the zone press. Now back to Carly. She'll push it up to Grace.
Grace has it. Gives it over to Carly. Carly to the left side. Kaya. Kaya will give it to Kira. 32 seconds left here in the first quarter. Carly Stone will drive. Pull up about 18-footer. No good. Rebound by Val Mollenkamp.
Great
up
hustle by Val.
Made basket. Val Mollenkamp, her fourth point of the night.
Dellinger brings it the other way. Down the middle of the court. Guarded by Stone. Dellinger backs it out. Now crosses over. Drives left. And puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Carly Stone.
10 seconds left. Carly's got a hustle. Carly bringing it up for the Indians. Gives over to Grace Tint. Grace thought about three. Will drive.
3 seconds.
Dish out shoot to it. Val Mollenkamp blocked by Worcester. And that's going to our quarter. Indians down 3 here in the first quarter. K&L Tractor, our sponsor, our second quarter sponsor, Follow Mechanical. And we'll take a break here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Stardome. Fowler Mechanical, second quarter about to start. 12-9 our score and chase. Just like Coach Patch said, I mean, it's Dellinger and Wooster doing all their, almost all their scoring, so.
Yeah, they got 10 of the 12 for South Adams and Indians to a slow start offensively. So, see what they do here. 10 has it on the left wing.
Fires up a three. No good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell.
Kira's got to look to score there.
Yeah, she, no girl was near her. Carly Stone has it. Looks like they're in a... Nope, they're back in man. Grace 10 has it.
No, they're in zone. They've been in zone all game. It almost looks like man.
If they follow,
they match up well.
Yeah.
Out of it.
Kier Wendell. One mounted.
Yeah, it's a zone. No, it's not. I don't... Yeah, it is.
Olivia it is, but they're... Yeah, yeah. Brett Cogg hands off to Carly. Carly would dish out to Grayston. Grayston thought about three, doesn't shoot. Gives it to Patch at the line, free throw line. Over to the left corner. Kira Wendell back up top to Carly. Over to Kira. Into Olivia Patch. Over to Brett Cogg. Up.
That's a foul. Tipped out.
By Grayston to Kira.
Hit it.
Over to Carly. The Grace. Grace with a long three. Gosh. No good. Rebound by Kira Wendell. Out to Carly Stone. That's two offensive boards by Kira Wendell so far. Carly Stone's long three up, no good. Rebound by Brett Cogg, and she will be out of bounds. So, not a bad hustle by the Indians there, Chase.
Yeah, great job getting second, third, and fourth chance opportunities. Just can't get any of them to fall. I mean, a wide open three by Grace, and those will fall. So, Dellinger the other way for South Adams. Guarded by Brooke Cogg. Dellinger dribbles across the arc.
Oh, yep.
So, I'll turn it back over to the Indians.
Kaya Stone, or Kaya.
You Wendell. Said that four times.
Four.
Kaya Wendell checks back in. I don't know what I'm. I don't know.
And gets into Kira Wendell. Kira gives him over to Kaya. To the left corner, Grace 10 up to the top of key. Kira over to right side, Brett Cogg. Brooke will give it to Grace. Grace will drive, dish it out to Kira. Kira will. Give it over to Kaya. Kaya will drive. Dish out to Kira to left corner. Grace. Grace will drive. Dish over to Olivia Patch. Patch.
Score.
To Kira. Kira will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebound by Wooster.
Wooster gives it to Dellinger. Dellinger will bring it up against Brett Cogg. She drives in and will get fouled by Kira Wendell. That'll be her first. Team's fifth of this half, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. This is the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And Dellinger has it out underneath. We'll find Wooster. Wooster will put it up off the glass and good. 14-9 makes your score. Indians take it the other way.
Kira Wendell has it. Gives up to Kaya Wendell. Back to Kira. Over the left side. Grace 10. Grace.
Shoot that, Grace.
Yeah, she's got to shoot. Grace 10 will. Give it out to Kaya over to right side, Kira. Kira in the brook. Gives it back to Kira to Grace over to Kaya for a three. Up no good. Rebound by Kira. One that has
hit
to be
it.
The fourth board of the night. Up
Grace,
and good. Grace 10, 4-3.
It's a big shot. Cuts it. The Starfires lead to two. Dellinger brings it the other way against Cowig. Now gives it over to. Who is that? Loesch, she played in the JV game. Tries to pass it in to Bowman. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to 4 recovery.
Carly and Val Mullenkamp check back in. For Patch and Grace 10. Kier Wendell has it. Gives over to Carly. Up to Val to left side, Brooke Cogg. Brooke will give it to top of the key to Kier Wendell. Kier will give it back to Brooke to left corner, Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp has it, gives it top of the key, Carly, and Carly will drive. Kick. Dish off to Brooke Cogg, blocked by Wooster. And the Starfires come back their way.
This is Smith over in the right corner. Also played in the JV game. Ball will go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Starfires.
14-12 score here.
Myers has it on the right wing. Guarded by Carly. Myers will drive on Carly. Now puts up a shot. We'll have a foul on Kaya Wendell. That'll be her second. Team sixth. So Indians have a couple girls with two fouls. Gotta be smart they don't pick up a cheap third one. And that'll send Myers to the line, Hall Brothers foul line, to shoot two shots. Myers puts up the first one, and it is no good.
Follow mechanical second quarter scoreboard, 14-12, Indians down two.
Myers misses the first one, she'll get the second one, and fires it up there, and good. Makes one of two at the Hall Brothers foul line. Indians take it the other way.
Valmont camp over to Carly Stone. Carly will give it to Valmont camp. Val gives it to the corner. Brett Collin back up top to Kier Wendell into Carly.
Good, kick it.
Kick.
Shoots Carly. Over the double team.
Yeah, not a great looking shot, but they need to come up with it. Brett Collin has it. Thrown away. Back to the Starfires.
And Pierce will send it the other way. For South Adams over to Dellinger at the top of the key. Dellinger has it against Brooke. Dellinger dribbles around. Tries to drive middle out to Pierce. Pierce will get the ball screen. And stolen by Brooke Collig, but they called a foul on her. That'll be her second. Team seventh, so South Adams in the bonus.
Allie Vaughn, check in for Brooke Collig.
Has Brooke, Grace, and Kyle all with two fouls. That sends Sydney Pierce to the Hall Brothers foul line, where she will get one and one. Her first one's up and good. Makes it 16-12.
That's what's been really keeping this team in this game, Chase, is those free throws. And we're just, I don't know, we're coming out and hacking 7-1, and Starfires are taking advantage of it.
And I think they have been fouls. I mean, yeah. You just got to move our feet, not get beat, and just play better all-around defense.
Here's the second one up, no good. So the Indians will take it back their way. Carly Stone hands off to Allie Vaughn, to Kier Wendell. Kier will hand it off to Carly. Carly will drive dish out to Kaya. On. Kaya up, 4-3 up, no good. Rebound. That should stay with us. Yes, it will. On the floor for the Indians now, Allie Vaughn, Kier Wendell, Val Wongamp, Kaya Wendell, and Carly Stone. Kier Wendell inbound at 16-12 on our follow mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Kier will get it into Kaya. Kaya loses it. It will stay with the Indians, tipped out by the Starfires. So Kier's going to get inbound again. Gets into Carly Stone. Carly has it. Makes a move. Gets into the key.
There it is.
And good looking shot there by Carly Stone.
Dellinger the other way for South Adams. 16-14 your score here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Ball goes over to Pierce, now inside to Lehman. She drives down the middle, no good. Rebounded by Carly.
Carly will take it their way. 3:20 left here in the second. Carly will get into the paint again. Up. Oh.
Almost named one.
So she'll go to the Hall Brothers free throw line shooting two.
Carly playing a lot more aggressive tonight, I feel like. She's not afraid to shoot tonight. She's already shot two threes. That's right.
Two threes that we were shocked about.
A couple fadeaway 15-footers. She makes one, but she's to the line. So her first one's up and good. Cuts the Starfires lead 2-1.
This is a pretty solid Starfire team, Chase. And, I mean, other than those two girls, I mean, they're taking a load for this team.
And everybody else is solid players, too. I mean, this would be a good win if we can pick one up here. Pierce over to Bowman. Bowman picks up wide open right-hand layup. No good. Indians catch a break, but rebound goes to South Adams. Dellinger has it. Kicks to Myers. Myers on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Put up the layup. No good. Rebounded Val. That should be a foul.
Val Mullenkamp will take it back the Indians way. Val Galway, coast to coast. Up.
Stop, pop.
And wow. Those are good.
Lehman gets it over to Dellinger. She'll take it the other way. Up 16-15. 2.5 left. Dellinger Dellinger drives in and we'll have a foul on the floor. Is that Kaya's third? Yes, it is.
Foul one, can't.
It was on three.
Jeez.
That's her third, so.
She'll probably take a seat now.
Yep.
I thought it was on Val. And it looks like Brett Coggs on check-in for Kaya Wendell. We're, I guess we're just hacking the night, Jace. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Kaya already has three, Grace has two, and Brett Coggs has two.
I mean, eight Indian fouls to two Starfires fouls. So that sends Dellinger to the line, shooting one and one. Her first one is up and good.
All brothers free throw line.
Dellinger will get her second. She puts it up and good. So 18-15, that makes it. That's 7 points for Dellinger.
And Kier Wendell has it. Is over to Carly. Tipped away.
Stolen away by Dellinger. She brings it the other way. Picks it up. Now back to Pierce. Pierce drives in. Kicks out to Lehman. Lehman at the top of the key. She gives it over to Myers. Myers on the right wing will get a ball screen. She drives down the left side of the lane. Now kicks out to Dellinger. Dellinger guarded by Carly. Carly tips it away, but Dellinger retrieves it. Now she loses it again. Ball's on the floor. Should be a jump ball. It will be, and it'll stay with South Adams. 2 minutes to go here in the Fuller Mechanical second quarter. Indians trail by three. Pierce to take it out for South Adams. She gets it into Lehman. Lehman at the top of the key will drive left. Now gets it stolen away by Brooke Cogg. Brooke Cogg will get fouled by Myers.
That will be her first. Team's third of the half. So Carly Stone has it. Gives it to Brooke Cogg on the right side. Brooke will back up top, give it over to Kira to the left side. Carly Stone into Val. Val will put two short. Rebounded by Kira Wendell.
Kira Wendell has probably 10 offensive boards. Carly Not really, but that's a lot.
Four or five at least. And Carly Stone will get fouled on the shot, so she'll go line shooting two at the Hall Brothers free throw line. So that'll be Myers' second, team's fourth of the half. Carly Stone is one of two at the line so far. First one up and good. Makes her score 18-16. Indians down two. 1:34 left here in the Fuller Mechanical second quarter. Second one up, no good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
Pierce gets the rebound. She'll take it up herself, guarded by Carly. Now picks it up, throws it over to Dellinger. Dellinger gets a ball screen. Now Dellinger drives right, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Worcester, but they're going to have a foul on her as she was trying to get the ball. That'll go over to the Indians. 18-16, Indians trail by two. A minute 20 left.
And the Starfires are staying at 2-1-2 press. Carly Stone has it. Carly gives it across to Kira to left side, Brooke Cogg. Brooke up top to Carly Stone. Carly will give it over to the right side, Kira Wendell. Kira will give up top to Brooke Cogg. Almost stolen. Keeps it. Gives it to Kira, the right side, Allie Vaughn. Back to Kira into Val Mullenkamp. Val will make a move and will be fouled by number 15, Wooster, her second, team six of the half. So one more foul and we'll be in the 1-1. That is Wooster's second, so she's going to take a seat.
Worcester. Look how it's spelled.
Kira will get into out. Allie Vaughn gives over to Carly.
Carly for another three.
No good. Rebounded by nobody. It'll go out of bounds, so it will go to the Starfires.
Lefevre inbounds to Dellinger. Dellinger walks it up. Guarded by Carly. Dellinger crosses over. Now gets a ball screen from Bowman. Ball goes over to Lefevre. Up top to Myers. Now in the corner, Dellinger. Dellinger will shoot the three, and that is good. It's her 10th point. 21-16 your score. Carly brings it up the other way. Now passes to Brooke Colligan and throws it to Kira, but she's not looking. Go off her head, out of bounds. Back to the Starfires with 19 seconds left. Indian just struggling offensively to get good looks, and that's why they trail by five here late in this first half. Bellinger brings it the other way with 15 seconds, guarded by Carly. And they're going to have a foul on Carly. That'll send Bellinger to the line. Not a smart foul here with 14 seconds left.
Nope.
South Adams in the bonus. They'll shoot 1-1. Dellinger shoots the front end, and that's good.
She is 4-for-4 at the line tonight.
I think 2-for-2 from three, too.
No, she has a 3 and 2 twos.
No, she has a... It must have been a deep two, then. I don't know. Her second one is good. They're on the Hall Brothers foul line. Ball goes into Kira, up to Carly.
Carly
has it stolen away. Dellinger brings it the other way, and we'll have another foul. Come on. We got to be smarter than that. We just fouled them twice when they're in the bonus. Under 15 seconds left. I mean, that's just easy points. That's free points for them.
Yep.
They have a chance to extend this lead to 9 if she makes both of these. Dellinger puts up the front end. No, they're in the double bonus now. She'll get 2 shots. The first one's good. Makes her score 24-16 here in the Baller Mechanical second quarter.
Olivia Patch checks in for Carly Stone.
Dellinger at the line. She'll get her second. She puts it up. And good. 6-for-6. That makes her. Ball goes back to the Indians.
Into Kira. Kira will go up quick. 5 seconds. Kira has it. Fires up a long three. She could take another few dribbles. And Olivia Patch gets it. Fires up there. No good. So that's going in there. In their quarter, send this in the halftime. Cooper Farms halftime show will be coming up right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here.
We just got passed by some kids. There's 3 kids up here racing. We're up here in the top of the Star Dome, and there's a track up here for mostly for walking. There's kids racing around. It's awesome.
I just shot the gun, set them off for a race.
They stopped. They're not running anymore. They got to take a breather. So we're back here. Cooper Farms halftime show, and Chase, Indians are just getting really beat by 2 players the Starfires have, and it's
they're not playing well at all.
Yeah, they're not getting shots they want. They're kind of throwing off a few shots they wish they wouldn't have.
And they just got to be patient in their offense. They're getting a little quick with their shots, being a little careless with the ball. But I mean, just offensively is just haven't looked good at all. I mean, I don't know who's leading. We only have who's leading us, Reese.
8 by Grace 10.
Yeah, Grace was hot early, and we kind of shied her away from her. She got into foul trouble there, and just Indians with foul trouble is
Kai won the last 3, so
out of their momentum and out of their rhythm, I should say.
and really the new Bremen game, Chase. And Val Mellencamp started off high, and then she hasn't scored this game, or she scored 4 points quick off the bat in the beginning. We haven't got her the ball. I don't think she's taken a shot since.
I really think they're trying to get it into Patch and Mellencamp inside, but I think Worcester's, they're struggling with her length inside, and she's got her hands on a couple balls, and it's just tough to shoot over her. She's probably 6'3",
yeah,
with long arms, and Indians aren't used to seeing that, and our shots aren't falling from the outside, kind of settling from threes. You just got to be patient against that zone and work the ball around and work it inside, kick it back out, and we'll get shots against the zone. I think we're just settling a little bit, and I mean, shots will come and they'll fall. Yeah. So
far for the Indians, Grace 10 has 8. Carly Stone has 4, and Val Mellencamp has 4, so that gives us our 16. So, Chase, yesterday went to find the hoop. We've seen some good-looking basketball players. I mean, that Charles Bassey's a freak and a half, third overall.
Who's he play for?
He plays for one of the
national teams or somebody local?
It's a team out of Kentucky, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, and we saw Xavier's coach, Chris Mack, got his autograph and a picture with him.
I believe I saw a picture of Chase with the coach.
I mean, that was my very first time ever being there, and it's a different atmosphere. I mean, the guys are just, I mean, built. I mean, those guys, I mean, the inside game is incredible, and a few dunks we've seen, Chase, are just, oh my, yeah. Especially for high school players. It's incredible, and if Fort Recovery, you said, used to go there, and they don't do anymore, but Minster played, and they beat, I would say, okay, Franklin Monroe team. Minster, I heard, outhandled them, then Fort Laramie beat a decent team, and I mean, Fort Laramie seems like to be the real deal, Chase, and they're kind of leading the Shelby County and taking away with it, so.
Yeah, and it's just a really cool event because it gives a chance for people around here to see the talent from everywhere. I mean, there's teams from players from all over. I mean,
like Nevada, Bull Bowl.
And there's NBA players that eventual NBA players every year. And I think Elijah Collin has the record for most points in a game at that event, so that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, Wiggins went through there, Gary Harris, and at least you got those videos you showed me on YouTube you put on, so. Pretty cool video. So we're going to take a break here. Cooper Farm Halftime Show. We'll be back right after this.
Where we are.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snow blowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Committee for the Pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon.
They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games, or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
And we're back here, Stardome Halftime, Cooper Farms Halftime Show. And Chase, the boys went 0-2 over the Saturday-Monday game. And, I mean, what a night Saturday. I know Coach Bayshore would love to get the win, but, I mean, overall, the atmosphere that we Fort Recovery Indians fans brought to Coach Souter and the Kilbourn crew, and, I mean, how much money? I think
over $8,000. There's going to be more that's going to be mailed in. So that's outstanding.
That's an impressive showing for the Indian fans and Chase. I mean, we just got. We just didn't get some of the shots we wanted down the stretch. I mean, Petey was. I think foul trouble, wasn't he? What are we doing?
Jake County does this some.
I want one.
Something about, I can't remember exactly how this goes, if anybody can do it or how it goes, but
I think if you got, I think if you make it, you get a,
I don't know if you have to give them the buck or
you pay a dollar, and if you make it, you get a pop, 2 liter pop.
It's a 2 liter, then they got a whole,
I can go win us about
from what I can see, there's 25 or 30.
Go down there, Chase.
I'm going,
there's 2 liters out there.
You have dollars?
Hey, Chase can make
hurry up. I mean, before.
Yeah. Now, Les is going to shoot one. Oh, he didn't make it. Let's see if. And so if you make one, you get to.
Jeez, a piece.
If you want to go down and shoot one, I'll stay up here and talk a little bit.
Yeah, I might go down some there. Information. Yeah.
These guys are, they're licking their chops. Of course, you can go to the store and buy a 2 liter of pop for a dollar, but they get to go down and show off and shoot a 3-point shot. Give them a buck and win a 3 liter or 2 liter of pop. So again, like they were talking about the Al Souter Memorial, and we may play that the thank you that we got from Tom Souter. We might play that while those guys are down doing a little shooting. But it was just a really nice event. I know we kind of wanted to win that, but I talked to several fans that weren't all that disappointed that we didn't win. It was just a neat thing. It's a team that we'll never play again, team we've never played, completely different division. It was just a neat event with a basketball game is what one of the people I talked to said, and the Indians ended up losing by one right at the end. But and it had been, again, very nice to win that game, but that wasn't the point of the night. Let's just play that thank you from Tom Souter. He sent a press release, and I recorded a version of that. So let's just go to that now, and that'll give us a little bit of closure on the Al Souter event from Saturday night. It was so good.
He's from the Al Souter family. To the administration of Fort Recovery Local Schools, the communities of Fort Recovery and Paulding, the Ohio High School Athletic Association, the Daily Standard, the Portland Commercial Review, and countless others involved in the planning of the longest day celebration in honor of Al Souter. Wow, the Souter family cannot express enough our appreciation and love for the thoughtfulness of the gifts and honors that were shared with us Saturday night in Fort Recovery. It is truly humbling and warming to feel the community spirit and love shared in the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Saturday night. The gifts of the original state championship banner, game ball, videos from Fort Recovery High School and the OHSAA, team shirts for all involved in the evening, and the over $8,000 raised and donated to the Alzheimer's Association are very gracious, much appreciated, and overwhelming. It means even more to us knowing the kind of people you are and your passion for what you do on a daily basis. It was an extremely special night for all of us, and thank you all so much for being a part of the celebration. We are still overwhelmed going through pictures and sharing stories of the night. Another heartfelt thank you, the Al Sauter family.
And that was a really nice thank you that he sent, and we'll probably see that in some of the papers. Since we're not doing a paper, I decided I would just read that, and we put it on the air from time to time. And in the meantime, while that was going on, Chase and Reese both made a couple, and Les made about three of them. And I believe he gave the ones he won back to Chase and Reese. So there's 3 minutes to go here before the beginning of the second half. Indians down 25-16. And as Reese and Chase were talking about, the Starfires have two outstanding players, and the rest of the team is pretty solid. So this is a pretty good team that the Indians are playing. And we hope we can get some get fired up and get going here in the second half. We need to make some shots. So how'd you guys do there? I saw Les make a couple. You guys made some?
I was struggling.
Uh-oh. I saw you make one.
I made two at the end, but yeah. It took me a while to get going.
So it cost you $5 to get two 2 liters?
Oh, probably six.
Man, I hate that.
Two for six.
let's just take a quick break, and we'll be back with the beginning of the second half. Back right after this.
Have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. About to start the Fort Camp Excavating third quarter. Another volume. And starting for the Indians, Grace Ting, Kyle Wendell, Carly Stone, Val Mollenkamp, and Olivia Patch. You got something to say or what?
No, I mean, Indians just have to play better. They look a little sluggish here in the first half, not getting good shots. I think they need to chug a few of these pops we just won because they need to
pick up the energy.
Pick up the pace. Grace then has it over to Val.
Val kicks it out to Grace. Grace will give it over to Kai Wendell. Kai will travel.
Yep. Yep. I did shuffle her feet real quick.
So we'll go to the Starfires.
Not a good start for the Indians.
25-16 our score.
Pierce gets it into Dellinger. Dellinger will walk it up against Carly. Dellinger gets a ball screen. Now drives down the left side, kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce will drive middle. Out to Lehman. Lehman at the top of the key, guarded by Val. Lehman out to Dellinger. Dellinger thinks about a three, now drives middle. Wraps around inside to Worcester. Worcester will turn over her left shoulder. No good. Rebounded by Kaya.
Kyle will get it up to Grace, and Grace will think about three, doesn't shoot. We drive base on the left side. Give up top to Carly. Carly will dish out to Val. Val will drive middle, make a move.
Good move by Val.
Up and good. 2-point basket, Val Mollenkamp, her 6 point of the night.
Indians trail by seven. Dellinger the other way. Drives middle, kicks out
to Pierce. Pierce on the left wing. Now swings it over to Lefevre. Lefevre gets the ball screen. Knocked out to Lehman. Lehman at the top of the key will kick over to Dellinger. Dellinger will drive baseline. Now kick it out. Stolen away by Grace Tin. She'll take it the other way.
Grace Tin one-on-one. Gives it finish. To Kyle Wendell. Kyle will go up a shot. No good.
Do girls shoot left-hand layups or not? Because I've yet to see a girl shoot a left-hand layup.
Well, I don't know. I mean, seems like both JV and Bars are just stopping, pump a shot. I mean, just go up with a left hand and make it. Carly Stone going inbound it.
Trust it. I know they do it in practice all the time, every day.
And Carly Stone throws it to
communication.
The ball girl is out. Sitting on the bench. So a
couple
go back
turnovers early. So Pierce gets it into Dellinger. Dellinger will walk it up against Carly. Dellinger across half court. Now hands off to Pierce. Pierce gives it over to Lefevre at the top of the key. Swings it over to Lehman. Lehman from the right wing. Over to Dellinger. She'll drive. Get it knocked away, but we'll have a foul on Carly. Carly complaining about it, but she definitely got her on the arm. That's her third. Early in the second half, and Kira will come in replacing her. Ball will stay with the Starfires.
25-18 here in the Fort Camp excavating third quarter.
Ball into Lehman. Lehman at the top of the key, drives on Val, now kicks it out to Lefevre. Lefevre from the left wing drives, kicks to Dellinger. Dellinger drives across the middle. Now back out to Lehman. Lehman holds it at the top. Swings it over to Lefevre. Now swings it to the corner. Dellinger. Dellinger guarded by Kira Wendell. Will drive around the arc. Now over to Lefevre. Lefevre will have an off-ball foul on
Patch.
Olivia Patch. I find that hard to believe because Patch isn't very aggressive. So
Her first. Second of the half.
Worcester to inbound under her own basket. Out to Pierce. Pierce swings it over to Lefevre, over to Dellinger in the right wing. Now enters it into Worcester. Worcester back out to Dellinger. Deep three from her. Up, no good. Rebounded by Grace. Grace will bring it the other way.
Bring it up to Kaya. Kaya will stop. 8-footer or 5-footer up and good.
Good pull up there by Kaya. Cuts the Indians' deficit to 5. 5.5 left. Ball goes over to Lehman. Back up top to Dellinger. She'll back it out for the Starfires. Dellinger will get a ball screen from Worcester. Dellinger drives around the arc. Now gives it over to Pierce. Pierce from the right corner. Will now drive to the top of the key. Hand off to Lefevre. Lefevre drives in. Pitches back to Dellinger. Dellinger enters it into Worcester. Worcester turns. Shoots a shot. No good. Rebounded by Lehman. She'll kick it back out to Pierce. Pierce will drive down the right side of the lane, put up, and no good. Rebounded by Val.
Val, bring it up. 25-20 or score. Val,
pull up, three up.
Oh my gosh, in and out. Dellinger the other way. Guarded by Kier Wendell. Dellinger drives in the right side, throws up a shot, no good. Wants a foul, but she was out of control. Ball flies out of bounds. I guess they said it was tipped. So it'll stay with Starfires. Dellinger under her own basket. She inbounds it to Worcester. Worcester outside to Pierce. Now over to Dellinger in the right corner. She'll dribble back up top. She'll get a ball screen, drives in. Now kicks to Pierce. Pierce on the right wing. Over to Lehman at the top of the key. Back to Pierce. Pierce will drive baseline. Now gets it stolen by Kira Wendell. She'll take it the other way.
Kira will dish over to Val to the left corner.
Hit it, Kaya.
Kaya Wendell up 4-3. Up, no good. Rebounded by
Worcester of South Adams. Over to Lefevre. Now pushes it ahead to Dellinger. Dellinger will stop and pop from three. In and out. No good.
That's rebound. Over back.
Rebound, Olivia Patch. Good rebound by Olivia Patch.
Val Mollenkamp. Bring it up. Give it over to Grace Tin on the right side. Grace thinks about three. Gives up top to Kira. Kira will hand it off to Kaya. Kaya will make a move towards the middle. Get it over to Olivia Patch. Olivia will make a move and will be fouled by Worcester. Her third, team's second of the half.
Brooke Collard will enter the game for the Indians, replacing Kaya Wendell.
Kira won the inbound it for the Lady Indians. Scored 25-20 on the Fort Camp excavating third quarter scoreboard. Kira gets in the Grace. Back to Kira. Kira, I mean, I don't think Kira's that bad of a shooter. I think she could have shot that.
She didn't even look at the rim.
That's what Patch is saying to her. Look, the score. I mean, she was wide open for a three, and she didn't take it. So, Kira will inbound it.
Bowman enters the game for the Starfires, replacing Worcester. So, with Worcester on the bench, we got to look inside to score.
Yep, and the Grace 10. And there it is. Like Chase said, two-point basket, Grace 10.
Dellinger the other way. We'll drive on Kira all the way to the bucket. She'll put it up and get fouled. Dellinger does a great job of driving in and drawing the contact because I don't know if we're fouling or not, but it looks like a foul, so they're calling it. And Dellinger heads to the line again.
So foul will be on Kier Wendell. Her first, team's third.
Dellinger at the Hall Brothers free throw line. Her first one's up and good. 26-22, your score here in the Fort Camp excavating third quarter. Dellinger's second one's up and good as well.
That makes her 2, 4, 4, 6, 9 of 9.
9 of 9 from the foul line.
So we're going to take a break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the Stardome. There's 3:29 left here in the Fort Camp excavating third quarter. Indians down 27-25. The two foul shots were the first points for South Adams in the third quarter.
Grace 10 has it on the left wing for the Indians. Skips it over to Brooke Collig. Now over to Val in the corner. Val dribbles, enters it into Olivia. Olivia will have it at the high post. Now back out to Val. Swings it over to Kira. Over to Brooke Collig. Brooks on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Throws it over to Kira. Inside to Val. Val will shoot at the 10-footer. And good. That cuts the Indians' deficit to 3 here in the third quarter. Dellinger the other way. Dellinger has it. Guarded by Kira Wendell. Now over to Lefevre. Lefevre at the right wing. We'll give it over to Pierce. Pierce at the top of the key. Now over to Bowman. Bowman looks inside, nothing there. Now hands it off to Lefevre. Lefevre at the top of the key, swings it to Lehman. Lehman enters it in to Dellinger. She'll throw up a shot, no good. Rebounding Kira Wendell. Kira heads the other way. Now pushes ahead to Grace. Grace on the left wing, pitches it to Kira. Now pitches it back to Brooke Collig. Brooke hands it off to Val Mullenkamp. She'll drive from the top of the key. Now pulls up, gets fouled on the arm. No call.
Ooh.
Rebounded by the Indians, but we have an off-ball foul on South Adams. 43 Pierce. Ball will stay with the Indians. Sierra Wendell inbound for the Indians. Lobs it up to Val. Tipped away. It's not a great pass by Kira. Got to get some height under it to get it to Val. Tipped away. Dellinger pushes ahead to Lefevre on the right side. She'll put up the layup. No good. Rebounded. Tipped away by the Starfires. The ball will head the other way to the Indians. The Indians with a chance to tie with a 3 or cut the Starfires lead to 1.
Yep. Kier 1-0 has it. Starfires are in a 2-1-2 press up to Val. Great pass by Grace Tim Val.
That's another foul.
Over to Grace. Grace will drive middle. Up, no good. Rebounded, no.
Gosh.
I mean,
what?
I mean, if the girl's going to drive.
It looked like she might have, but I'm not sure Grace touched it, so they're giving the ball to us.
Make up for the foul.
Yeah.
No maybe. Foul call. So, Kira, I think we'll get in for the Indians. Yep. To Kaya over the Val in the right corner, and she'll take a step.
I don't know if she did.
I didn't see it.
But I didn't see it either. So but ball go to South Adams. Pierce to inbound. Indians in a full court. Light pressure by the Indians. Lefevre gets it for the Starfires, guarded by Brooke Collig.
Fever on top of the key. Now spins, gives it over to Bowman. Bowman on the left wing, guarded by Val. Bowman looks inside, gets it inside, but tipped away. Kai Wendell takes it the other way.
Kai will go strong. Put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Val Mollenkamp. Up and a two-point basket. Val Mollenkamp, her 10th of the night.
27-26 for Fort Camp excavating third quarter, a minute to go. Lefevre drills it up for South Adams, guarded by Brooke. Now ball is dead. Now gets it over to Bowman. Bowman at the left wing will get it back door to Lefevre. Now Lefevre backs it back out. 55 seconds left. Stolen by Kaya. She tips it out of bounds. Ball will stay with South Adams.
Indians have outscored them 10-2 here in the third quarter.
Lehman gets the ball for South Adams. Hands off to Lefevre. Lefevre at the top of the key. Passes over to Pierce on the right wing. Now enters it inside to Bowman. Bowman picks over dribble, kicks out to Lehman. Lehman skips it over, stolen by Kira Wendell.
Go up for the right. Oh!
Kira drives down the left side on the fast break, but it dribbles off her knee. 37 seconds left. Indians still trail by one. South Adams gets it in to Lefevre. She'll bring it up for the Starfires. Now we got a trap by the Indians. Starfires get it over to Lehman. Now inside to Bowman. Bowman under the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded Val Mollenkamp.
Indians get a break there.
20 seconds left. Val bringing it the other way.
Val will slow it up. Give it to Grace. 10 Grace. Things about three. Gives it to the left side. Brooke Collin. Back up top to Grace. Over to the right side. Kira Wendell. Kira will get a screen by Val Mollenkamp. Kira will dish it back over to
5 seconds.
Grace, 10. Grace, long three up. No good. Rebound by Kira Wendell.
Rebound.
And they'll call a foul on number 11. Dellinger, her second.
Ball be underneath for the Indians. They got 1 second exactly on the clock, so they're going to have a catch and shoot. That's about it.
Yep. So Kira
Wendell. Worcester is an in, so get a lob here. Yep, there it is.
Val Mollenkamp, and wow.
She made it, but she didn't get it off.
Nope.
She took a dribble. Didn't have time for that. So 27-26, Indians trail by one. That was the Fort Camp excavating third quarter, and we'll be back after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Indians down one after coming off a 10-2 quarter. Only holding the Starfires to 2 points.
No field goals for the Starfires that quarter.
Yep, all free throw, two free throws. So we're about to start the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter.
Pierce the inbound for the Starfires into Lehman. Lehman will bring it up herself. Guarded by Grace. Lehman now spins, gets a ball screen, now trapped at half court, now gives it over to Lefevre. Lefevre at the top of the key, guarded by Brooke Colley. Lefevre passes over to Dellinger. Dellinger on the right wing will now drive middle, kicks out to Lefevre. Lefevre will get a ball screen by Dellinger. Lefevre backs it out, now gives it over to Lehman. Lehman dribble around the three-point arc, now picks up her dribble. Looking for someone open. Ball's on the floor. We'll have a push on South Adams, I believe.
And I believe that was, I think it was Bowman. I didn't see
it. Yeah, I think so.
The ball went down for it, and the girl kind of got her.
Yep, pushed her in the back, and Indians ball. Kira Wendell
has it, gives it to Kaya. Kaya will
Give it back up to Brooke Collin. Brooke will get into Grace.
Look at the bus.
Over the left side. Kira back up top to Brooke. Back to Kira. Kira over to Grace. Grace will bring it back out to Kira. Kira up top to Kaya over the right side. Brooke Collin. Brooke will look inside. Get it to Grace. Back out to Kira. To the left side. Kaya into Grace. Up and good. 2-point basket. Grace 10.
Great offense by the Indians, but staying patient and finally getting their shot. Bellinger brings it up the right side of the court. We'll drive baseline on Kira. Now kicks it out to Lefebvre. Lefebvre swings it to Pierce. Pierce over to Lehman at the top of the key. Guarded by Grace. Lehman hands off to Lefebvre. Lefebvre at the right wing. Dribble up top. Now over to Pierce. Pierce will drive middle now. And we'll get tripped, and they'll call a foul on... If that's Kaya, that's her fourth. And it will be on Kaya, so that's her fourth. And Allie Vaughn and Carly Stone will check in, replacing Kaya Wendell and Val Mollenkamp.
Now, Carly has been our kind of a spark plug for a while, and the Indians did well that third quarter with her out with some foul trouble, so he just left the other players in.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT-1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Girls on Thursday will host Versailles big MAC matchup. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast you that one. Friday, the boys are at Versailles, and Fort Recovery Radio will also have that one. So stay tuned for them too. Then Saturday, boys will host Arcanum, and WPGW will have that one. So a big weekend of sports. So catch it. If you can't be at the game, catch it here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Indians have their first lead in a long while, if they even had the lead. And Starfires have the ball under their own basket. Ball out to Lefebvre at the top. Lefebvre will drive middle on Brooke Collig, and they'll call foul on Collig. That'll be her third. Team's fifth of the half. Ball will be underneath Dellinger to inbound. Into Lefebvre on the right wing. Now up top, Bowman. Bowman over to Dellinger. Dellinger has it on the left wing. Will now drive middle. Kicks out to Lefebvre. Lefebvre up top. Will look in. It's tipped away by Val. Brooke Collin comes up with it.
Carly has it. Bring it up for the Lady Indians. Gives it to the right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie will give it to Carly and travel.
What? They called the travel. She juked, but I don't think her feet moved, but they called it. I think he caught that out of the corner of his eye and thought her feet moved, but that's all right, I guess.
Ball goes over to South Adams. Lefebvre will take it up. She backs it out, gives it over to Bowman on the left wing. Tipped away by Val. She'll steal it and take it the other way. Should be a wide open layup for Val. Puts it up and good. Rebounded Allie Vaughn, and Vaughn will get fouled. So Val, she knows better. She knows she had to make that shot.
Well, I was watching her eyes right at the last second. She looked for a defender and wasn't looking at the basket when she shot it.
And that'll do it. But great job by Allie Vaughn to hustle down the court and clean up the mess. But she'll go to the line. Hall Brothers free throw line. Indians lead by one here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Vaughn puts up the first. And they called that on the floor. Indians were 1-1, and Vaughn misses the front end. So
I thought she was trying to shoot that, but
so did I.
That's not what they saw.
Anyways, ball goes out of bounds on the Indians, and the Starfires will inbound it to Lefebvre. Lefebvre will drive up the court, guarded by Vaughn. Lefebvre gets it at the top of the key. Now guarded by Val. Lefebvre drives past Val, puts up a right-hand layup. No good. Rebounded by Val.
Val will bring it up for the Lady Indians. Up one. Val will hand it off to Grace, then Grace will hand it off to Carly Carl with a 15-footer up and good. She's made a few of those tonight, Chase. So
yeah, she's being more aggressive shooting-wise, and she has 6 for the Indians, and they lead by 3. Dellinger will drive, kicks out to Lefevre, and Lefevre will pass over to Pierce. Pierce has in the corner now, up top to Lehman. Lehman backs it back out, gives it over to Pierce. Pierce on the left wing, guarded by Grace. Pierce swings it to Lefevre. Lefevre will travel with it, and that'll turn it over to the Indians here with 4:50 left in the fourth quarter.
Few subs, or one sub for South M, number 35.
Loesch will enter for Lefevre.
The Indians have picked up their defense. Still haven't, Starfires still haven't gotten a field goal in the second half.
Yep, and Grayston has it. Gives it over the left side, Carly Stone. Carly gives in to Val. Backs it back out, back to Carly. Carly gets into Patch. Patch to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp a long two. Too strong. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. And nope, she'll step on the line. So we'll go back to the Starfires. Tier 1 will check in for Allie Vaughn.
4:25 left. Starfires will trigger it in to 35 Loesch. Loesch will bring it up herself. Guarded by Kier Wendell. Loesch will pick up her dribble at half court. Now gives it over to Lehman. Lehman on the right wing. Back to Loesch at the top of the key. Loesch dribbles around the arc. Now will back it out. She dribbles around. Gets a ball screen. Now picks up her dribble. We're going to have a foul here on Carly Stone. No, 21. Olivia Patch off the ball again. So ball will be underneath with South Adams. Dellinger inbounds to Lehman. Lehman puts it up on Val. Val straight up, but they'll get her with a foul. So Lehman will go to the Hall Brothers foul line and shoot 2 shots. 30-27, Indians lead here in the Fort Kevry Insurance fourth quarter. Lehman puts up the first one, and it is no good off the back. Lehman misses the first, will get her second. Ian puts it up, and no good again. Rebounded by Val Mollenkamp. Val brings it up the court.
Gives over to Carly. Carly has it at the top of the key. Gives a screen by Grayson. Back to Grayson, a flare. Grayson will drive baseline on the right side. Dish it back out to Kier Wendell to the top of the key, Carly. Carly will get dish it off to Grayson.
There, Grace.
4-3 up, no good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
Rebound by Worcester over to Lehman. Now over to Dellinger. She pushes up the right side of the floor. Now drives middle against the defense, and we'll have a foul on the floor against number 12, Carly Stone. That'll be her fourth here late in the fourth quarter. 3.5 to go. Kyle will check in for Carly Stone. And that'll send Dellinger to the line, shooting 1-1. Front end's up and good. She is automatic from the foul line.
Yeah, she has a miss.
10 of 10.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Starfires trail by 2. Second one's up and good. Indians lead is cut to 1. Kier Wendell will take it the other way for the Indians. Guarded by Loesch.
Kier will hand it off to Kaya. Kaya will give it top to key. Val Mollenkamp. Val will hand it off to Kira. Then hand off to Grace 10. Grace brings back up top. Over to the right side, Kier Wendell. Kira will get into Olivia. Back out to Grace. Grace will drive middle, dish out to Kira. Kira gets screened by Grace. Then find Kyle on the opposite side of the court. Over to Val Mollenkamp. Val on the left side gives up top to Kier Wendell. Kier into Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch turns, dishes back out to Kier. Back to, over to Kyle on the right side. Tipped away and stolen by the Starfires.
Starfires fans aren't going to like that one.
Yep, called a travel on
Travel on Worcester. Starfires thought she got fouled by the Indians, but yeah. Ball will go stay with the Indians.
Kira Wendell will inbound it. Give in to Grace 10. Grace 10 at top of key. 2:40 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Grace gives over to Kira to corner Kaya. Kaya long three up and good.
Yes, sir. She was due for one of those. And that's a big one here late. Pushes the Indians lead to 4. Loesch takes it the other way for South Adams. She's guarded by Kaya. Now Loesch gets a screen. Now she backs it out. She swings it over to Lehman at the top of the key. Lehman will dribble around the arc. Now pick up her dribble. Now searching. An off ball
first
foul.
Went down hard. I did not see what happened there.
Val
called the foul on Grace 10. That'll be her third. And Worcester's going to shoot 1-1. Worcester went down hard. I didn't see the call, but
I
looked inside. I knew it couldn't be on Olivia. I don't think Olivia.
I thought it was on Val. I didn't see Grace in there, but.
Worcester's first is no good. That's a big miss. Indians take it the other way.
Kier Wendell, 33-29. Over the Grace 10, and Coach Patch is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
House at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snow blowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
So, we're back here, minute 58, Indians lead by 4. If you're running a little bit late, can't decide what to make for supper, don't feel like making supper. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, famous wings. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Grayson has the ball atop the key. Minute 50 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Indians up 4. Grayson will hand it off to Kaya Wendell. Kaya will top the key, dribble around, loses it. Stolen by
Dellinger. Dellinger will push it the other way. She's guarded by Kira. Dellinger drives middle, and we'll get a foul on Kaya. I believe that's her fifth, and she'll be done for the game for the last minute and a half. Indians up 4 on the Fort Recovery here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter.
Carly Stone check in for Kaya Wendell.
Yep, that's the good news. Kaya went out. Now we got Carly.
Yep.
We've had 7 people that played very well today. Some of them they had to because we had some foul trouble, but actually 8 with Allie Vaughn coming in.
And if Indians are going to foul, this is not who we want to foul. Dellinger will put up her first, and it's good. That makes her 12 of 12 from the Addison.
She's going to own Hull Brothers by the time this game's over. She hasn't missed one yet from the Hull Brothers foul line.
She puts up her second, and that one's good. And this is crazy. Makes her score 31-33, and we'll have a timeout by South Adams, and we'll take one with them. We'll be back after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Stardom, Indians up 2. What we were talking about just over the break, Chase, I mean, this girl has made 6 free throws, and that's been all their points.
That's all they're scoring in this second half is 6 free throws from Dellinger.
And they're only 2 points down. Of course, they had a 9-point lead going into the second half, but...
Yep, Carly Stone has the ball. Minute 30 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Carly Stone has the top of the key.
And then just hold it. Hold it. If they're going to let you hold it, just hold it.
Yep. And Carly Stone will get screened by Val. Hands off to Kira. And
they're saying they have to foul sooner or later.
Yep. So foul will be on number 43, Pierce.
Indians will shoot 1-1.
I have confidence in every one of our players at the foul line. So,
Kierwanda will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Forrester in for Bowman of South Adams.
1-1.
It's 1-1. Kier will shoot the front end.
Up. And good. Makes our score 34-31. Innings up 3. Kier will get her second. Fires it up there. And good. 2 for 2 from the line from Kier Wendell.
So as long as we don't foul here, I think we're sitting good.
Yep.
Because they had not made a field goal this half. Lehman brings it up for South Adams. That's not a foul. She just fell down.
Yep, there's a little bit of a bump, and then foul was 3 steps down the court before they blew the whistle when the girl's feet went out from under her. That, technically, there was a bump, but that was 3 steps later is when they called it. So
that'll send Lehman to the Hall Brothers foul line. A minute to go. South Adams down 4. First one's up and good. So someone else gets in the scoring column this half for South Adams. 32-35, your score. Lehman will get one more. Her second one is up and good. Cuts the Indian lead to 2.
Kier Wendell will give it up to Val Molenkamp. Val trapped in that corner, picks the ball up. That's not a great
timeout.
Spot. Yep, and Coach Patch will have to call a timeout. Not a great decision there by Val Molenkamp to pick the ball up in the corner. So we're going to take a quick timeout. Here with Coach Patch, we'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here, Stardome. Indians up 2, 35-33 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. 59 seconds left here. And the Indians are hopefully going to hold on to this lead and come out here with a win. And Chase would ever put back on his headset.
Don't yell at him.
I'm getting there, buddy.
Chase, like Coach said, this is not a bad Starfire team.
No, not at all. And Indians have came alive this second half, especially defensively, as they've really shut down South Adams. And
considering
this will be a great win if we can come away with it.
Yep, Grayston will inbound it into Carly Stone. All the Starfire's second half scoring has been from Hallbro's free throw line, so defense has picked up. Kier Wendell hand off to Grayston. 48 seconds left here in the game. Carly Stone will have the ball. Hand it off to Kira. Kira will...
Wow, that was close.
She was out toward center court. The official was right there, so she obviously didn't step on that center court line for an over and back, but it had to be really close.
So Kira will go to the line, shooting 1-1.
If any of you know, played some softball around this area 10 years ago and on back... Guido that used to play on State Line Pit Stops team is one of the officials and doing a very good job. I cannot think of his real name, but he's a banker around here somewhere. So if you're one of those old-time softball fans, Kira
makes
two.
Both of her free throws. That extends the Indians' lead to 4. Loesch will bring it the other way with 30 seconds. We're going to have a timeout. South Adams.
Full timeout, so we'll take a break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Stardome, 37-33, 32.5 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Hopefully Indians going to pull away with a win here.
Pierce will take it out from the side for South Adams and gets it into Dellinger. Dellinger drives middle. Now picks up a dribble out the foul line. Gets it into Lehman. Lehman from the low block kicks it out to Loesch. Loesch shoots a three and air balled. No good. It'll go out of bounds. Send the ball over to the Indians with a four-point lead with 19.6 seconds left.
Grayston will inbound it. Two. Carly Stone. Carly will get fouled by Dellinger. That will be her fourth. Team's 10th. So Carly will go line shoot two.
If they've scouted us, they can't be real happy because we don't have anybody out there on the floor that they want to foul. We have, everybody out there is pretty good foul shooters.
Carly at the line. Puts up her first one and good.
Carly is now 3 of 5 from the line tonight. That gives
good
her
job, Carly.
7 points so far. She will get her second here. Fires her up there. Up and good.
Gives the Indians a six-point lead with 17 seconds. Loesch gets the ball for South Adams. She's got to hurry. 13 seconds. She gets it on the right wing. She drives baseline and will fall out of bounds. And the ball will go out of bounds, and it'll be Indians' ball. So and that should do it. Nine seconds. Indians
and
up six.
Grace Tim will get into Carly. Carly will not have to. They will not have to cross half court.
Not
if they didn't want to.
They're not going to foul us.
So that under.
39-33. Indians get a good victory on the road.
Yep, and we're going to take a break, and we come back with a few stats and Coach Brian Patch here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Oh, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Chase, a big win for the Indians. He's not even have his headset on. Yep, there you go. Chase, a big win for the Indians here on the road in a non-conference game. I mean, this is one of those games that will help you for tournament and get a better seed.
Yeah, hard-fought game between two really good girls' teams here. And Indians struggled in the first half, both offensively and defensively. And what they did wrong, I mean, they had just had too many fouls and didn't get the shots they wanted in the first half. But they turned it around in the second half, played hard, and shut down Dellinger and the rest of them for the most part in the second half and got away with the win. So,
scoring stats here. Kai Wendell had 5. Grace 10 had 12. Carly Stone had 8. Kier Wendell had 4. And Val Mollenkamp had 10. So, all out scoring here for the Lady Indians. And we're going to take one more quick timeout before Coach Patch gets up here. So, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Stay
Casey from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining. Then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here with Coach Patch. And Coach, I would say we kind of struggled in the first half and turned around the second half. What do you have to tell the girls at half?
Kind of struggled, Reese. We struggled bad in the first half. It's, as I told them in there at the end, it's tough being a kid coming over here on a Tuesday. When we've been playing games and basically got one day to prep. And, for us, this is not a huge game. And even though as coaches we want it to be and we expect it to be, for the kids it's not. In their mind, they're thinking about Versailles on Thursday. And as we told them, you can't be thinking about your Thursday opponent. You got to be worrying about the one in front of you right now. And I thought we kind of maybe overlooked them a little bit and maybe not ready to go as sharp as we wanted it to be. And, they came out and, attacked us and did a nice job. And I just felt like mentally we weren't there. And as I told them in at halftime, we basically erased everything on the board. And I said, this is nothing about X's and O's. This is about us being ready to play. This is about what's between our two ears right now. And I can't draw anything up on the board for that. We got to fix it, and we got to figure it out, and we got to come out and play. And it was just basically a mental thing. And I think we were down 9 at half, and I think we won by 6 or so. So, that's 15-point swing. And, I as I told the kids at the end of the game, very happy with our second half effort. And, for us to come back and basically outscore them by 15 in the second half. And I don't think they scored any field goals in the second half.
All free throws.
It was all free throws. And that was, part of the reason why we don't press a lot is because we foul a lot. And we have kids that go after the ball a lot. And so we put ourselves in bad positions. And so we got to pick and kind of choose when we can press and such. But, I thought we did a great job. I thought Key did a great job coming in off the bench and face guarding Dollinger and basically making it very tough on her. I thought that was the key to the game. And then also for Worcester picking up her fourth foul and had to set basically most of the second half. I thought that was a key as well. So.
Yeah, like you said, they scored all their baskets in the second half at the line. Dellinger, really, she was, I think, 13 for 13 at the line. I don't know if... And then Lehman went to line shoot too, and then she made those two. But really, like you said, defense came out and played in the second half, and that's what you probably preached, like you said. So, Chase, you got anything for him? Not really. Just got to move on to the next one. Yep. And
big game Thursday with Versailles.
All his pop over here. You guys, from South Adams by shooting.
I was struggling out there. I just gave one to a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's the key for us is, you know, you guys have played long enough to know that sometimes as kids you're not thinking about this game and you know, and like I said, it was a struggle. I mean, Coach Vaughn said the same thing is, you know, why is it we always come over here, we always struggle and you know, we just don't seem ready to play. We watched the JV do it for first half and then we come out and win by almost 25 or so in that game.
And watched our boys come over here and do the same thing.
I mean, it's just the thing that, you know, that we do and we got to get over that. Like I said, I think first half we shot 15%, and you know we basically said, "Look, we played as bad as we possibly could play. I've never seen us play this bad ever." And we were down 9, and you know I kind of be honest, even though we're trying to act like we're upset about it a little bit, I mean we felt kind of good about it because we thought we played horrible,
yeah.
And we're down 9, and they only have 2 kids that can hit some shots. Now, granted, those 2 kids are really good. I mean, the Dellinger girl can play. She's the school's all-time leading scorer. I think she has around 1,200 points. And, you know, she'll probably get more because she's got a few more games. So I know, I mean, she can flat out light it up. And the Worcester girl is pretty nice inside. I thought Liv did a lot better job in the second half of positioning and making it tough on her. Val did a great job of being in help side. But, you know, the kids know. They're smart enough to know that we have to come ready to play on Thursday, that it's going to be a good game, you know, and we have to come out. And it's going to be a battle because Versailles was here tonight and watched us, you know, as Coach Vaughn told him at the end of the game, well, maybe the good thing is they may not think we're very good now. And, you know, maybe they won't be ready to play. But we know it's going to be a war. It's a MAC game. It's a big game. Both of us are undefeated in the MAC. And right now, you know, that game is really important because we need to win that one to stay up at the top of the race. So because, as you know, you hate to rely on other people to try to take care of business for you. You want to be able to take care of your own business. So,
well, thank you, Coach. Good luck Thursday.
All righty. Thanks for coming up here and doing the game, guys.
Yep, no problem.
And we are just going to take you out from here. So long here from...
So, yep.
We're going to do a few more sponsor ads, and then we're going to actually end out from here.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Indians pulling out a 6-point win, 39-33, led scoring by Grace Tin. And coming up Thursday, the girls will host Versailles for Recovery Radio. Broadcast you that one. Friday, the boys at Versailles, and we'll have that one also. So then Saturday, the boys will host Arcanum. WPGW will have the varsity game for that one. So, Indians pull out a win here in the non-conference game. Good night here from the Stardome. Indians win
39-33. Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation. Right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.